This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Lok Sabha has been adjourned till 12 noon following the opposition uproar on various issues, including special intensive revision of electoral rolls. When the Lok Sabha assembled at 11 a.m., Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla welcomed a parliamentary delegation from Georgia led by President of the Georgian Parliament, Shalva Papuashvili. Mr. Birla said the visit of the parliamentary delegation to India is a symbol of the depth of relations between the two countries. The Speaker said this visit will further strengthen bilateral cooperation and ties between the two nations. When the Lok Sabha took up question hour, opposition members started sloganeering on various issues, including special intensive revision of electoral rolls. Amid the ruckus, the ministers replied to various questions raised by the members. However, as the opposition members continued raising slogans, the Speaker adjourned the House till 12 noon. The proceedings of the House have resumed now. Meanwhile, Rajya Sabha has been adjourned till 2 p.m. as similar scenes prevailed. Union Minister of Parliamentary Affairs Kiran Rijiju has criticised the leaders of opposition parties for disrupting the proceedings of Parliament over the issue of Special Intensive Revision of Electoral Roll, SIR, saying they don't need to dig out issues. Talking to media outside the Parliament, the minister said they do not need to find new issues and disturb Parliament. He said a list of businesses has been prepared and there are many issues, and the government will also have a debate on the issues raised by the opposition. Meanwhile, leaders of opposition parties, including Rahul Gandhi, Sonia Gandhi, Priyanka Gandhi and others, held a protest outside Parliament demanding the rollback of SIR on the second day of the winter session. The fourth edition of Kashi Tamil Sangamam will begin today in Varanasi, Uttar Pradesh. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan and Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will jointly inaugurate the event aimed at strengthening ties between North and South. The grand opening ceremony will take place at Namo Ghat this evening. The theme of the event this year is Let Us Learn Tamil or Tamil Karkalam. In his Mann Ki Baat program this Sunday, the Prime Minister had said the Kashi Tamil Sangamam has become an important platform for all of those who are attached to the Tamil language.
Kashi Tamil Sangamam un sabhi logon ke liye ek mahatvapurna manch ban gaya hai jinhe Tamil bhasha se lagav hai. काशी के लोगों से जब भी बात होती है तो वो हमेशा बताते हैं कि काशी तमिल संगमम का हिस्सा बनना उन्हें बहुत अच्छा लगता है. यहाँ उन्हें कुछ नया सीखने और नए नए लोगों से मिलने का अवसर मिलता है. इस बार भी काशीवासी पूरे जोश और उत्साह के साथ तमिलनाडु से आने वाले अपने भाई बहनों का स्वागत करने के लिए बहुत उत्सुक है. मेरा आप सभी से आग्रह है कि आप काशी तमिल संगमम का हिस्सा जरूर बने.
Senior BJP leader Dr. Prem Kumar has been elected the new Speaker of the 18th Bihar Legislative Assembly. Pro Tem Speaker Narendra Narayan Yadav announced his unanimous election today. On the second day of the Assembly session, he has been elected unopposed. Dr. Prem Kumar has been elected MLA for the ninth time from the Gaya Town Assembly seat. He has held various ministerial positions in several previous governments. An IndiGo flight from Kuwait to Hyderabad made an emergency landing at Mumbai's Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj International Airport at 7:45 a.m. today after authorities received an email warning of a human bomb on board. The aircraft landed safely and was taken to an isolation bay for security checks. All passengers are safe. Airport officials, the airline and law enforcement are investigating the threat with more details awaited. The northeast monsoon has become vigorous as deep depression located near the north Tamil Nadu and South Andhra coast remained stationary during the past 6 hours about 50 kilometers east of Chennai. It is very likely to recurve slowly southwestwards and weaken into a depression during the next 12 hours. The weather department has raised a red alert for Chennai, Tiruvallur, Chengalpattu and Kanchipuram districts for another 24 hours. And with that, we end this news bulletin.